So what do Jesus, Elijah, and a widow have in common? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo offers a unique insight, drawing a connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So, you know, the first and second halves of the Bible. This is so important because too often people say things like, well, I don't even read the Old Testament, or that Old Testament stuff is too crazy, or even say things like, that Old Testament God is different from New Testament God. Yikes. But when we start connecting the OT stories, that stands for Old Testament, if you're a little biblical scholar, by the way, the Old Testament stories, when we connect them with the New Testament stories, it helps us bridge the gap, right? It helps us see the Bible as one narrative, which is essential to our growth as believers. So, without further ado, let's dive into our Devo. It's called Jesus, Elijah, and the Widow by Amber Vanderhoof. In a time of drought and famine, God sends the prophet Elijah to a non-Jewish area to look for a widow who would feed him. Surprisingly, when Elijah finds this widow, she tells him she cannot feed him because she only has enough for one last meager meal before she and her son succumb to starvation. The woman is hopeless, resigned to a bleak future in which she cannot save herself or her child. But Elijah tells her that God is going to do something miraculous. He is going to make sure her flour and oil won't run out until the famine is over. And that's exactly what happens. The woman is able to feed her family and Elijah for some time with flour and oil. But her son eventually becomes sick and dies anyway. The widow says to Elijah, "Man of God, what do you have against me? Have you come to call attention to my inquiry so that my son is put to death?" But when Elijah prays, God brings her son back to life, demonstrating his great mercy and power. Generations later, when Jesus compares his ministry to this story of Elijah and a Gentile, non-Jewish widow, his Jewish listeners are so enraged they try to push him off a cliff. Miraculously, Jesus is able to walk away from the mob unharmed. But this incident illustrates just how hard their hearts were to the idea of God loving and helping people, unlike themselves. Even though the Old Testament is full of stories of God reaching out to Gentiles. Beyond being a message about God's love for all people, this story of Elijah and the widow points forward to Christ in very powerful ways. Jesus calls himself the bread of life, and he also raises a widow's son from the dead. The raising of these widow's sons anticipates how Jesus would rise from the grave too. Through his own death and resurrection, Jesus delivers us from hopelessness and from death. We don't have to fear the future or try to save ourselves because he is our salvation and his plan is to raise us to new life at his return. Then there will be no more famine, no more death, and we will live with him forever. So let's talk about this a little bit more, you and I. Is there any area of your life that feels hopeless right now? Consider taking a moment to talk to Jesus about this and ask him to help you see how he is bringing hope. Are there any people or groups in your life that you don't expect God to reach with his good news about Jesus? Consider taking a moment to pray and ask God to open your eyes and your heart to his work among people who are different from you. As you and I can read in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 24, Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 30, as well as chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, and John chapter 6, verses 28 through 40, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in learning more about the Old Testament but don't know where to start? Well, I'd encourage you to check out our reading programs on the Unlock Devo app. We have one specifically called the Ten Commandments, which will allow you to dive into the OT. Remember, that's Old Testament if you're, you know, Bible hip. So I encourage you to do that. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Wholehearted with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.